Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I don't know if I've ever shared this story with you guys before, but
Boring.
Yeah, right? Like, where you been all these years?
I'm already annoyed. Go on.
All right, so the photos that we shared on our Instagram account at US99Mornings of our Halloween costumes, the photo of me is technically not a Halloween costume. That is something that I wore in college.
Okay.
To a flash rave on the campus of the University of Missouri that I started during finals week, my first senior year.
Your first senior year?
Yeah. We had...
Wait. How many senior years did you have?
I had two.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a super senior. And during...
Someone likes school.
The final exam week of that first senior year, I decided to start a flash rave. And so I started it out as just like a Facebook event, and I just invited all of my friends. Well, my friends invited their friends, and their friends invited their friends. And we ended up having about 3,000 people, I think, come out.
3,000?
Yes. To this, what is called Speaker Circle at Mizzou. And we did a 20-minute flash rave where we just raved and then we left. And we tried to get it to happen in the library, but I was like so scared because as this thing grew, the Facebook event reached over 30,000 people.
Jeez.
And I was so scared after I saw how big it was getting. I was so scared that I was going to get like expelled or like get in trouble for inciting a rave.
Yeah.
And so I created this false Facebook account.
Okay.
And the account, and I was like, oh, cool. Okay. So I'm going to create this false account and that is going to be the person running this rave. So that way I'm not at fault for this.
Oh, I'm still, okay, keep going.
So I have my choice of becoming any alter ego that I want.
Oh God, here we go. What?
And you're probably thinking like, what, did you go like with a celebrity name? Did you go with, you know, just a generic John Smith or something like that?
With a hint, would we be able to guess it?
I could give you a million guesses on earth and you would never be able to guess.
A million guesses, come
name.
On.
Is it Air Bud from the film Air Bud?
It is not Air Bud.
Is it Banana Man?
It is not Banana
Ooh,
Man.
Is it PB&J?
No. What My name it? On Facebook, which I believe the account is still live, Xavier Ping.
Why?
Yeah, what's the
looking
tie-in?
Back, obviously, the worst possible name I could have chosen because that sounds like the fakest name ever.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved the name Xavier, and I don't know. I was like, oh, Ping sounds like a good last name. So Xavier Ping started this flash rave. Well, as this thing was blowing up, a documentarian at the University of Missouri.
I swear to you.
No, I found it. The reason I'm laughing is because I found Xavier Ping on Facebook. And every other year, Austin would wish Xavier Ping a happy birthday. Was the only one.
And his birthday is Valentine's Day, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be like, happy birthday. It literally says, happy birthday, Xavier Ping.
Oh, my God. You're such a weirdo.
Well, so this documentarian comes out and he's like, dude, I heard about this flash rave. I want to do something. I want to document this whole thing. And I was like, cool. And he's like, do you know how to get in touch with Xavier Ping? Reaches out to me. And I'm like, yeah.
And how did he find you? Attached to this then?
I think because I was also my name was listed on the thing, but I wasn't the main person.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
And so, we're coming down to it. We're a day or two out, and I'm still getting freaked out. I'm like, the cops are going to get hint of this. The Mizzou's going to get hint of this. They're going to, I was worried I was going to get expelled. So I was making sure I was putting all these bylaws in the event. Hey, just so you know, we're only going in for 20 minutes, going to leave and come out. I didn't have music. I didn't have DJ. I didn't have anything.
How do you rave without music?
That's the thing, right? I just put this up thinking, it wasn't going to get as big as it did. Well, it got big. And I was like, okay, so my plan was I was going to back up a car and just open up the car doors and just blast some music from someone's car. But then someone reached out and was like, hey, what's up, man? I'm a DJ in Kansas City. Can I drive in for this? And I was like, yes, but I can't pay you. And neither can Xavier Ping.
Yeah, you're just Bill Xavier Ping.
Yeah.
On this.
And he goes, oh, no, that's fine. I don't want to get paid. He's like, I just want to do it. I just want to be there. Yeah, I want to be the guy. And I was like, sure, come on out. So I was like, all right, great. We have our DJ checked off. Meanwhile, this documentarian hit me up. He's like, when can I get with Xavier Ping? I was like, Xavier's laying a little low right now. He's a little worried about how big this is getting. He doesn't want to get in trouble for it. But I assure you he'll be out at the event.
Oh my God.
You're so about 30 minutes to an hour, probably an hour before the flash rave was set to begin, because obviously you needed to wait for the sun to go down and everything. And this documentarian meets me out in front of the library and he goes, hey man, where's Xavier? Very eager to meet him. And he's got his cameras and everything ready. I was like, you're not going to believe this. Xavier got cold feet and he's not coming. And he's like, what? Xavier's not coming? This thing's going to be epic. I was like, yeah, he's just really worried about the cops coming down on him or, Mizzou expelling him. So he's not coming out. He's like, oh man. He's like, well, can I interview you? And I was like, yeah, sure. No problem. And never at once did he think that a man named Xavier Ping, who put on this flash rave, who has been MIA, been unreachable, who's I believe the Facebook profile was a photo of a German comic or something. It was the weirdest profile picture ever. Not even a picture of a real person.
It is a picture of...
Or a Norwegian kid dancing with a cat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
This story is so crazy.
My favorite is it is 100% a child dancing with a cat, but yeah. I love you're like, I don't know, it's like a German college or comic, or I don't know, a Norwegian kid dancing with a cat. Oh, one of those two things. What cracks me up most about this story is you have famously confessed to how in college you didn't drink, which is fine. And you didn't drink until you were 30.
I didn't drink, do drugs, nothing.
Which is fine. Everybody has a different college experience, and you had a great one.
I loved my college experience.
My friends and I drank. And what you're doing, I'm like, why didn't you just go to a bar? Like, what? It was your senior year, your first of two.
Well, so what it was.
And you didn't go to the bar?
It was finals week. It was finals week, and I wanted to give, like, everyone, like, an escape from studying. And so we literally, and I just thought it would be fun. Like, I really wanted to do it in the library, where we all just, like, ransacked the library. 20 minutes.
Yeah, I
could
see how that would be.
Yeah, that would be great.
And then we bolt out of there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
That's not a good idea.
We did it right outside the library. And so people were like, literally were coming out like, I got to check this thing out. What's going on? And so the photo that you see of me in that banana costume, that's what I wore to the rave. And I stood up and I gave this like speech.
You?
Yes.
Get a center of attention at a party?
Okay, all right.
Not the guy I know.
And so I stood up and I gave this like speech and I was like, thank you guys for coming. We're going to, you know, we're going to get in. We're going to dance. We're going to, you know.
Xavier, thanks you for coming. I'm speaking on behalf of Xavier.
Sorry Xavier can't be here. He sends his best. But make sure you wish him a happy birthday on Valentine's Day. then we literally, the music starts. 20 minutes, doom, 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 big mosh pit. I crowd surfed over these, you know, 25, 100, 3,000 people, however many people it was. I crowd surfed over top of them. And people were like lifting me up and like hoisting me because they were like.
Well, yeah, you were in a banana costume.
Thank you for this study break, Banana Man. That's what, yeah, they started calling me Banana Man. And then at the very end, we cut the music. With 20 minutes in and out, cut the music. I was like, thank you guys so much. People brought out beach balls and like those neon like glow sticks and things like that.
Necklaces.
And people like dressed up for it too. And I said a speech. I was like, thank you. I was like, make sure, you know, we don't trample any flowers on the way out or whatever. The cops did show up, but they blocked off the street for us. And so I was like, make sure you thank the policemen for being so cool. And then at the very end, I did MIZFKU chant. And obviously that got everyone real riled up. And KU's our rival, by the way. MIZFKU.
Got it.
So my senior year, this is crazy. We went to a friend's apartment.
His name was Xavier Ping.
Let me tell you. And we drank. And then we went to a bar. We had some drinks there.
Wow.
And then, Melissa, I hope you're sitting down. Because then we went to another bar.
Yeah.
We had some drinks there.
Wow.
And then we got food and I passed out.
Dang.
Crazy.
Hey, Kyle.
Melissa.
So when I was in college.
Your college that no longer exists.
Well, that's kind of the point. It was so quiet and lame. That it closed.
Yeah.
The end.
Also, you missed it a little bit earlier. You were distracted when Melissa made a comment about her college. What was it this morning? You said something this morning that I was dying laughing at. It was before we did trick-or-treating. Melissa, you said something that
about
made
my college?
Yeah, well, you said something about your knowledge or it's something you knew. Some sort of thing with your brain. What was it? Because I was like, I wonder why your college no longer exists. Because you couldn't believe something. Oh, here's what it was. Melissa.
No, I know.
We were talking about the trick-or-treating because one of the games we played today was, you know, I listed off the ingredients. You had to guess whether if it was a treat, a candy item, or a trick. So trick-or-treat. And one of the items was payday. Melissa knew it right away. And she goes, do you want to know why I knew it was payday?
Oh, yeah.
She just goes, it's because for a little bit of time, I ate a payday one or two full-size bars like every day. Like my mom got me a full case and I ate them. And I just thought, they're healthy. They're just peanuts. And I could not stop laughing at that thought of like Melissa being like, what? It's healthy.
Yeah.
It's all nuts.
Yeah.
These nuts are really sweet.
Okay. Yeah, it's not like I'm eating a bad candy bar.
The ratio of peanuts to sweetness, there's a lot more peanuts. It's like
there is a lot more peanuts.
65% peanuts, you know, 70%
peanuts. Good for you?
Yeah, they are good for you. That's why they tell kids to make like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches because they're not so bad. It's peanuts.
I don't think they're good. They're the best thing for you. I just don't think they're as bad as
they're better than like chocolate.
Be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then you just said it right there. Peanuts, not bad for you.
So if you're wondering why Melissa's college no longer exists, it's because Miss Payday over there was like, what? We're just enjoying this healthy snack. I'm burning calories eating this.
Let's run this challenge back. Mel, every day for the rest of the year.
No.
Two paydays a day.
I put on so much weight. I was laying on my bed in college trying to zip my pants.
You were just arguing about how good for you peanuts are.
Well, then I realized later how much weight I put on from it.
So they're not good for you.
Is there anything that you think you could eat? And we this could be a challenge because I like where you're going here. Between both of you, you both pick one item and you have to eat it every day. It could be a bar, could
for
be
how
peanuts.
Long?
Rest of the year.
Rest of the year?
Starting on Monday.
Like it's the only thing we eat?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
God, no. That would be rude. But I'm saying like
Cliff Bars.
That's easy.
You already do that.
I know.
Like there has to
I can do that.
Like what would your item be?
A banana.
Okay, a healthy snack. I like that.
I could do a banana every day.
Let's see. I'm curious. I think this could be a fun bet. And you guys, each day you eat a banana, just do a quick video.
Do we have to do weigh-ins?
Like I need video evidence. And I will check in on Fridays to make sure you ate a banana every day. Now keep in mind, you could think to yourself, well, I'll change clothes and eat two bananas today and it'll look like I ate it. Now, we'll check timestamps, obviously.
Damn you.
So even on weekends we have to do it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I only buy enough bananas for the week.
Buy extra bananas.
Whoa. What am I made of money? Yeah. Hey, look, I know bananas do, but money doesn't grow on trees.
You know me, though. Like, I'm afraid I'm going to forget.
I know, right? That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, who's going to forget first? That's the question.
First one to not eat a banana loses.
Why is he putting us up to do something when maybe we should be putting him up to do
it? A challenge against yourself.
Yeah, that's what this show is all about. One person doing one thing on their own, and it's the one person whose name is not on the show that gets confused for the other guy more often than not.
More reason to highlight you, Kyle.
No. I got marathons, and that's all I need. You guys do the banana challenge.
People eat bananas at marathons.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What if we do this? What if we do... Remember how, like, that banana was duct taped to a wall? And it was,
a museum, and it was art?
Yeah, and it got sold for, like, $10 million or something. What if we... Mel, you and I both took a photo of a banana. And we posted it to our individual social accounts.
Okay.
And whoever got the most engagement on that, but no caption, no nothing. You just post it. Whoever gets the most engagement on that, on their own photo.
No tricks or anything?
No tricks.
In the photo?
You can't do anything. You can't even post it to stories. It's literally just on your account.
Okay.
Whoever gets the most engagement. Wins.
Okay, I don't trust you. I don't trust you.
Okay, but how could I like game the system? I'm not allowed to captions. Not allowed to post the stories.
You'll do something in the picture. You'll do something.
No, it's just a photo. In
you
fact,
guys will use the same photo.
We could use the same photo.
You guys use the same photo. Exact photo. I like that. Same exact photo. Most engagement wins. What does the winner get?
I don't know. Now we have to decide.
I do think Austin will win this because of his friends that are like...
Melissa.
His friends are
you
like
have
jokesters.
Over three times the following that I do.
Yeah, but they're not like jokesters. Like you go back and forth.
Wow, bashing her followers.
No,
hey guys, if you want to unfollow at Melissa McGurn, you can come follow at Austin Huff.
You guys are always joking around on your social, you know, with silly stuff. So...
I just love that Melissa, she gets a word, and that's what she's just going to define you as. Like, so the first thing that came to mind was jokesters. And so she just keeps saying jokesters, and I love it. And she's like, you know, you guys are a bunch of jokesters. And then you go, well, what do you mean? You go, you know, you're jokesters.
That is what you said. Wait,
you are.
So why don't we... the winner gets total control of Xavier Ping's Facebook page.
What everybody's been clamoring for.
I don't want that. It's got to be something we actually
sure
want.
You do, Mel.
No, I don't.
It's a Norwegian boy dancing with a cat. No, but we could do something. What do we want?
Loser has to buy the bananas. Winner lunch.
Bananas. Or a bunch of bananas.
Now that's bananas.
Guys, quit monkeying around. Let's get serious.
You have to buy the other person. The loser has to eat a legit bunch of bananas while listening
on
to
video.
Bananarama.
On
or
video.
Or the monkeys.
On video.
Oh, on I video. Like that. You have to eat the entire thing.
And we
can
have
do
to
it
post
on
that
fast,
to the internet.
You can do it on fast speed because otherwise it'll take forever. But either Bananarama.
Oh, I love this.
Or the monkeys.
I love this.
I like Bananarama because don't they have Cruel Summer?
Yeah. Yes.
Love that song. Wait. Okay. So that's.
I think it's a mixture. I think you have Bananarama, but you got to throw in a couple of monkeys. You got to throw in the one main monkey song.
Hey, we're the monkeys.
Oh, baby.
People say we're monkeying around.
We're
you know, I saw them
busy.
One time at the Metro back in 1946.
Oh, tell me about it, friend.
Yeah. They were first called the Oranges, then the Bananas, and they said, hey, monkeys eat bananas.
I said, you know, you guys remind me of a bunch of young Orlando Blooms. And they said, who's that? I said, a man that'll play in the Pirates of the Caribbean movie. And they said, what's the Pirates of the Caribbean? I'm like, Disneyland will open up in 20 years. And then you'll find out. And they said, okay, old man.
They were called the Alligators. They were always chomping around. And I said, you guys are crazy.
Yeah.
And then the lead singer, who knows his name? Who cares? He was eating a banana.
Davy Jones?
Davy Jones.
Was it Davy Jones?
He was busy going in the locker.
Davy Jones's locker. Speaking of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean. But he was busy eating a banana. And I said, wow, man. What are you guys, monkeying around? And that's when music changed forever. It's the monkeys.
Here on XRT.
You're on XRT. God, I love XRT jokes.
So do I. I still, like, I'll pass an XRT jock in the hallway, and I'll be like, I'm not cool enough to share this hallway with
no.
you. Like, all
that's actually factual.
I know.
Like, that's not even a
Annalisa,
joke.
They just hired, a couple of months ago, they hired Andy Chanley.
I know.
And Andy Chanley's cool as hell.
I know. They're
I'm like,
all
stop.
Cool.
Where do they find these cool people?
They're interesting
yes.
people. They play really cool music, like
Terry,
the coolest of the cool.
Terry Hemmert still comes by the studio every once in a while.
Well, she still does her Sunday show with Sundays with the Beatles.
Yeah.
Breakfast with the Beatles.
Breakfast with the Beatles with Terry Hemmert.
Breakfast with the Beatles. Mm-hmm. We love getting breakfast with Terry. She's a little bit of this. The studio's named after her. Terry, still, like, I don't know how old Terry is, but she's up there in age. And still. Cool as hell.
I know, and everybody loves her.
I'm right. Lynn Bramer, God rest his soul, the coolest dude on planet Earth until he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, I'm just
they're
like,
all cool.
Where do they find these cool people? I think that's the first question in the interview. Hey, you cool?
And because it's not like they're funny cracking jokes like we do.
No,
here,
they're just
you know?
Like
they're just like cool.
Like if you threw a leather jacket on any one of them, you'd be like, oh shoot. Goodness.
Like bad ass.
Right.
They really are.
Makes you want to hang out with them. I don't think I'm worthy enough to hang out with them.
Did you see their Halloween post yesterday?
No.
The green ghost?
No, I missed it.
You got to look at it. It's one of those things.
93 XRT.
They're really funny. Sometimes they're like so silly they're funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's one of those. I like Marty.
I know.
Because he's so flat and
Marty.
Dry, which is funny.
Again, another cool dude. Those
cool.
wide-brimmed glasses that he wears.
I know.
So awesome. He's like
he works out all the time,
Six Flags guy was cool. You know?
Yeah. He works out constantly.
You're saying Six Flags guy ain't cool?
Yeah, if he was cooler, I guess.
There we go.
If the Six Flags guy,
that guy was
ever like hung out backstage with the Stones, you know, then it's Marty Leonard's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, but you know, like, the Six Flags guy definitely is like a guy who's like, well, the only time I ever went backstage was when Barnum and Bailey came to town.
Do you think we will ever be that cool?
No.
As humans?
I don't think so. Like, and I don't even think, like, even in the amongst the country world, I don't even think we're cool.
I think we're
definitely not. No, I'm not even joking. Not in the least bit.
I'm going back to the Six Flags guy. He definitely was backstage at the Vangabus concert.
The what a bus?
The Vangabus.
The Vangabus?
The Vangabus.
Is that the band that makes that song?
Because they like to party.
Dun, 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 dun,
the Venga bus is coming and everybody's running. New York to San Francisco. Disco.
Gosh, what a great commercial back in the day. Oh, all right. So we're doing this banana thing?
We're doing this banana thing.
Okay. Do we do it today?
No.
I don't have a banana.
Yeah, I said we
would. You got a banana?
I just ate it.
Melissa, I'm married.
Yeah, easy, Mel. Yeah, jeez, Mel. Keep it in your pants.
I need a banana.
Okay.
Remember when you said Halloween edition and you whispered it like it was a Heavenly Bodies commercial?
Well, Austin asked me to be scary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Heavenly Bodies.
I go, Mel,
do it like that.
Do your scary Halloween voice. And she goes, Happy Halloween.
Halloween.
You big studly man.
Halloween.
Not
edition.
She's, oh. It's Halloween, boys.
I actually did it scary. I really did.
Yeah, but
you
why
have to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, but why were you swiveling your hips the way you were? Happy Halloween,
I was shimmying
boys.
My shoulders.
Yeah. And then you licked your lips, and it was like, we're lucky we're on radio. Yeah. This would not pass the family-friendly radio show test.
You were trying to take your shirt off. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, Kyle had to hold it down.
Guys, isn't that scary? Right? Am I right?
Melissa, I'm not going to be mean to
Am
you.
Am I right?
No.
Melissa.
How dare you?
I'm right.
Don't talk to
No,
yourself
you're baiting
like
us into an HR trap right now.
Yeah.
Because if we say yes, then you're like, wow.
You're already in the trap.
What?
The parent trap.
Is the trap in the room with us right now?
You're in the parent trap. Good news, you got a twin.
Bad news, they're British.
Bad news, they're British, and their mom's a wedding dress designer who's going to die in a ski accident soon.
I am.
What?
I am married
Actually,
to
no, she didn't die in the ski accident. Right?
I don't know, but I am married to a Meredith.
Oh, you are. That's a good film, Parent Trap.
I don't think I've ever seen it all the way through.
What?
I don't know.
It's I don't think I've seen Lohans. It all the way through either.
What?
The Lohans. I said it like there's two of them. Something about... I don't know. I think it should have been an Olsen twin movie.
They were wrong take. Just couldn't. Oh, they need another excuse to go to a different country.
Did you ever see It Takes Two?
Look, I saw It Takes Two too many times. Just kidding. You can't see it too many times. That film is perfect.
Sounds like the movie that you love about porn.
Ooh, no! Don't bring it up. No, we almost made it through this entire podcast. No.
If an Olsen twin was in that film, you guys would be all about it.
I wouldn't.
She could have played the character who's a webcam girl who bashes her head in to the mirror. I hate to ruin it.
God.
Yeah, there's a dark turn at one point. No, it's not into the mirror. She hits her head into the sink because Justin turned her down. Goodness. So basically, when Justin's starting to fall down a rabbit hole, he discovers there is a girl in his high school who is a webcam girl that is like openly trying to seduce him. And finally, after
she's naughty.
You know, I always think about like
after months of getting addicted to the porn world, Justin goes to her house and she is they're gonna do the deed. And Justin, he's not about it. He's like, I gotta leave, and leaves. And the next scene, and the whole movie is ridiculous. Ridiculously good.
No, we know.
But this one scene is literally just this woman staring into the mirror. And then all of a sudden, she just is like, gets a look on her face. And then you just see her, like, her head go down violently. And then it just lifts up, and you just see a single thing of blood.
Oh, God.
And I was like, so creepy.
I was like,
Yeah.
But then I was like, good for Justin. Like, and then it led to...
I was like, I'm no longer turned on.
Yeah, I'm half-mast now.
Why does a porn movie turn like that?
It's not a porn movie. It's a movie about a kid who gets addicted to porn. And it shows when you get addicted to porn, you lose your swimming abilities. Right. You lose your Christian girlfriend. Your parents don't trust you. And a girl hits her head on the sink really hard.
So have you learned your lesson?
What I've learned is to never watch porn because of that movie. Thank God I've never watched
it. I don't believe that for a second.
We are constantly promoting this podcast on the air, and every week we get new listeners, right?
Yeah.
And I always think, like, after, like, either right after or during every episode that we do, like, what if this is the first time someone's tuning in?
Mm.
They have got to be so lost as to what the hell we are talking about.
Well, let me tell you. It's a film called Cyber Seduction.
No, that was not
you,
an invitation.
You were saying they don't know.
You set them up.
We're going to leave them in the dark.
You set them up.
Well, like Justin was in his room late at night because he got addicted to some things.
All right. Go friend Xavier Ping on Facebook.
His birthday's coming up.
Melissa, let's go post photos of bananas.
Is that a euphemism?
No, it's a movie about a kid who watches other people post photos of their bananas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.